Bienvenido de nuevo, Profesor Nativo Gratis. Basic questions in present, past and future. Esto es el ejercicio del audio, ¿ok? Entonces, primero mira lo de arriba. ¿Os acordáis cómo se cambia la conjugación? Are you married? Is she married? Entonces diría, I go to work, recordando el tercer persona del singular, let's say she goes to work. Ok, ¿qué vamos a hacer? Muy fácil. Primero, vamos a leer el extracto que tenemos y luego yo te voy a hacer unas preguntas, ¿ok? Y tú tendrás que contestar en voz alta, siempre en voz alta, si puedes. Ok, primero, yo creo que lo mejor es, si por frase a frase, primero hablas tú, lo lees tú en voz alta, pausando, ¿ok? Luego hablo yo, lo leo, y pausas otra vez y me repites para corregir tu pronunciación, ¿ok? Entonces, tú dices, por ejemplo, tú pausas, dices, my name is Samantha, me escuchas a mí, my name is Samantha, y luego repites otra vez, my name is Samantha, ¿ok? Entonces, vamos rapidito con el texto para llegar a las preguntas, ¿ok? My name is Samantha. I live in Canterbury in the county of Kent in England, but I was born in London. I work in a restaurant with my best friend, Anne. It's a Greek restaurant, although the owner is from Macedonia. I found this job 2 years ago. I don't live with Anne. She's married and has got two children and has two children. I live with a student from Italy called Sophia. Our flat has three rooms. Mine is green and Sophia's is blue, but the red one is empty. The rent is £250 per month per room. Sophia came to Canterbury to learn English. She's 22 years old. I didn't speak any Italian when we met, but 3 months ago, I started to learn because I was living with her. My parents and my brother live in London, in an area called Croydon. I go to see them once or twice every month. It only takes about an hour and a half by train from Canterbury to London. It's only 60 miles away, and they often visit too. My brother works for an international trading company in the city. He gets up early, at about 6 o'clock, but he finishes at 3:30 or 4. That's when I leave for work. He takes the train and the underground, but I walk for 10 minutes and that's it. When my brother was going to work this morning, I was sleeping. And when he left work, I started in the restaurant. I usually have a coffee and a biscuit before I go, but today I didn't have enough time. On Monday, I'm going on holiday. I'm going to sleep at my parents' house, and then on Tuesday I'm going to fly to Mallorca with some friends. I can't wait. Bien, ¿tenéis el texto? ¿Sabes cómo es? Pues ahora te voy a hacer las...